We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Hi, this is Martha Gonzalez of Quetzal, inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones on the CyberStationUSA.com radio network.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax, and enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This week we open with a multifaceted Grammy-winning artist, Martha Gonzalez. A singer, musician, percussionist, educator, and community builder, or as she would say, artivista. In this part one of her interview, we'll talk about her music and Fandango. We open with Coyote Hustle from her CD, Quetz Animales. Enjoy. You will never see me
cry. I will howl at the wind, take my song to the sky. Echoes in my den, yeah. The rumble in my belly knows I'll end, yeah. Angels at work, city is bustling. And may break hate. You will never know what it's like to be me. You will never see me cry. I will howl at the wind, take my song to the sky. You will never know what it's like to be me. You will never see.
Gonzalez, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you for taking the time to come be with us. And you're here with the APAP conference?
That's correct.
Right. Yes. And tell me a little bit about what you did at APAP.
Well, I was invited by the committee, organizing committee, and to be a part of the Artist Institute pre-conference activities that they had for artists that signed up. And so I took part in some of those conversations. But then I was also part of the opening plenary, which is was titled Makers of Culture. And so we had really great conversations in that opening plenary, which took place yesterday. Yeah.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Now, you are a singer, percussionist, right?
Yeah.
Activist, scholar, community builder. You're a mentor. You've got a lot of hats, too. And did I miss one?
No. But all of these, I think that I go by Artivista or Artist Activist, which really encompasses all of those different hats for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I have a number of CDs in front of me. One of which you just told me we just got one of the first copies before it's being released.
Yeah.
So, at any rate, let's talk about the first one.
Sure. Yeah, this is called Quetzanimales, and it's a previous release. It's a couple years back, but it's one of my favorites, which is why I brought it for you here today. It was a project that we dedicated after having made quite a bit of research on urban animals. So every song on this album is dedicated, or you know, really describes the life and times of urban animals. So we have titles like Rooster, Hormiguitas Divinas, which is about ants and their lifestyle and ways of cooperating amongst themselves and in the big city. And then we have Hollenbeck Ganso, which is about city geese in city ponds. Aradilla, which is about a squirrel. Coyote Hustle, which is about coyotes and how urban encroachment is really pushing on their spaces. Palomo Vagabundo is about an oily pigeon. Spider's Lament, you can just imagine. City Bridge Cocoon is about butterflies in the city and how beautiful they are, but also how they could be a bit rare, right? And Tecolote is about a city owl, and Perro Caliente is about a dog, stray dogs.
Okay.
So the entire project was really looking at that, their lifestyle, but it's also really made us realize how much we have in common with animals and their survival skills and how much we can learn from them as well. For example, the ant is such an important we can learn so much from the ways in which ants cooperate with each other, how they never give up, and how they're always they're very communal. And so I think that we have a lot to learn from them.
Hormiguitas Divinas, or Divine Little Ants, from Quetzanimales.
Los charcos reflejan la luz del sol después de una tormenta dura y lluvias que ahogaron un jardín, destruyendo los capullos, frutas y verduras. Divina,
You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with part one of our interview with Martha Gonzalez. And now the name of your group is Quetzal, right?
That's right, Quetzal.
Okay, that much I had. All right, now the second CD I'm looking at is Quetzal, The Eternal Get Down.
That's right.
Now tell me about the CD.
So this CD is due out in March 2017. It was released, it's on the Smithsonian Folkways label. And it's really about continuing the body of work and the trajectory we've been on for quite a bit, and that is we are really singing and talking about in our music, both sonically and lyrically, about the times, right? The times that we are in. And so The Eternal Get Down, the title comes from a line in one of our songs that is really advocating for not just the importance of us focusing on the things that we need to change in society, how we need, it's important, yes, to react at times, to put out fires, so to speak, those urgent fires, whether it's to go out and protest or to boycott or to raise our voices when we are unhappy or things are not going there are injustices in the world. But I think it's important for us to also focus on being ready for the eternal get down, right? The fight. How do we teach our kids that injustice is a lifelong process? The struggle for justice is a lifelong process, and that we also need to find ways to do things that are generative for our communities. So how do we have joy or instill joy in the struggle is the question that we keep repeating time and again in the CD. We're looking at the struggle, but we're also celebrating, finding ways to celebrate the struggle, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yes, it does, because this is an ongoing process for human beings.
Yeah.
And it's not unlike all the music that came about during the Civil Rights Movement.
Exactly.
And all those songs that came through and brought the joy and brought whatever they could to keep people's spirits up while they're fighting injustice.
That's right.
And that's right. Fighting injustice is an eternal thing, like you say.
Yeah.
We
have a wonderful scholar who writes in the liner notes, and she's really looking at how, you know, both black and brown communities talk about getting down, right? Are you down? Or mm-hmm. Let's get down, right?
Right.
And so we have these two expressions that are very relevant to our sense of struggle, you know, to our sense of being committed to the struggle or being committed to not letting anybody impede on your happiness and the ways in which you look at life. And so that's another way that I think that we're really trying to think about how do we, the line in the song, actually, it's a song called Critical Times, and it says, how do we initiate our people to the eternal get down? Like, how do we tell our kids, you know, I'm an assistant professor at Scripps College, and I wrote this song during a time where my students kept asking me to leave class because they wanted to go to protest, which was about Michael Brown, you know, and Ferguson. And I said, yes, that's fine. Absolutely. You got to bring back an essay. But I started noticing that they'd come back really exhausted, and they were, oh, I can't catch up with this, and they'd get sick. And then I realized, like, I admired their energy and will to get out there. But I also knew that I remember being that age and really working in those same ways and realizing, wow, look, at after all this time, this is never going to end. So how do I get them to realize that that is really important and we need to do that, but they also need to care for themselves and do things that are generative for them and to build those things that will also give us energy, not just take from us, right? So how do we find that balance? I'm asking that question throughout.
People asking why. Mother's crying.
You're listening now to Critical Times from Quetzal, Eternal Get Down.
It's a critical time. Books and faces and books. Whether truth weathers through moving pictures, recording death that spark a million-man march. It is no coincidence the collective skin tone of the innocent sparks in all of us a discontent. Initiating those who are one, reticent, sparks in all of us a discontent.
initiating those who are one. Let us sing. People asking why? Mothers crying, cry. Already building lies. It's a critical time. Owning times of the moment. Riots, patrolmen, people and showmen. Chanting soon dissipate. Its infiltrators instigate. People disperse as the suffering media soon mitigate. Spots in all of us are discontent. Initiating those who are one, reticent. How do you harness the energy of the march? How do you distill the momentum given the dark? Beyond the picket, the boycott, and the trend that will soon be abated. That all of these steps are interrelated. Ferguson, Emmett, Guerrero, and Brown. How do we initiate our people to the eternal get down? Mothers won't keep crying, cry. Authorities won't keep building lies. It's a critical time. It's a critical time.
Third CD that I have here.
Yeah. So this CD is called Entre Mujeres, which means among women. And it's Entre Mujeres, women making music across borders. And this CD is really tying, tying in a project, a community building project that we did a couple years back in 2008 on a Fulbright Fellowship. Right before I started grad school, actually, but this really was an effort to document women's involvement in this transnational fandango movement that has been sweeping the U.S. and has been going on in Mexico, but is now very much a part of a lot of Mexican and Latin American Latino communities all over, even here in New York and the Midwest, all over the state of Washington, and definitely in California and Arizona as well, and where people do this participatory music and dance practice native to the state of Veracruz called Fandango. And so there is a transnational dialogue going on as well with Fandango communities in Mexico. And so I noticed that there were a lot of women in these groups and communities that participate in music, that play, but rarely do you get to hear their voices recorded on CDs. So this project was about going back to Veracruz and saying, hey, you guys want to write some music with us? And I said, some of them said yes, some of them said no, but most of them said yes. And so we got together and we collectively wrote these songs together. So there's about 13 tracks, and they're collaborations across borders, right? And there's a lot of Chicana Latinas who also put their voices or lent their musical skills in the CDs as well. So it's really a great mix and really demonstrates the presence of women in this movement. And that was my goal, to really, oftentimes you have a whole music movement, and rarely do you get to see exactly just how many women participated and how talented these women are. But no, but because of they have kids, or they can't travel as much, or they, you know, or their husbands don't want them to participate oftentimes, which could happen, right? You know, you don't get to hear them documented in across history. And so, you know, I wasn't going to let that happen on if I could help it on my dime. So we made sure to dedicate a whole lot of time to make this project happen, along my husband, who's a staunch feminist as well. and he's Quetzal Flores is his name. And he really made sure that the CD happened as well when I sat on it for a while. You know, but he also was very instrumental in putting this CD forward.
Agua del Mar from the CD Entre Mujeres.
Tengo el cristal de mis ojos, triste de tanto llorar. He perdido la alegría, no la puedo recobrar, no la puedo recobrar, ¿pa' qué te conocería?
Thus ends part one of our interview with Martha Gonzalez at APAP in New York City. In part two, next week, we'll talk more with Martha about Fandango and about community building and community songwriting. Learn more about Martha Gonzalez at www.marthagonzalez.net/Quetzal/. To the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter, #@MsJazzKitty, or you may email me through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
En el mar quiero acabar, en el mar mis recuerdos han quedado.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.